Seems on cue.
True.
I can't hear me.
You can't hear you.
Hello. Hello. Now I can hear me.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, it is Tuesday.
Is it? Yeah, it is, yeah. Tuesday.
So is this our summer thing? Summer bash thing? Oh god, it's squeaking
again. I'll fucking kill you!
Thanks for that.
How would you like to suck my balls, Miss Daddy?
Awkward.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is Jordan.
This is Callum.
And you're listening to CNJ Party Planners.
For the first time in...
I think since like April 5th.
No, definitely not. Well, unless you did it.
What?
Unless you did it by yourself.
On April 5th, I did.
Okay. Well, last time it's been the C part of CNJ Party.
Yeah, Wars. It's just been J lately.
Yeah. So the C
has been AWOL.
Yay.
Ditching me every week for someone better.
6 months. I have.
You two-timing weasel.
Someone better? I want someone better.
Wow, that was mean.
I know.
So, we just went through McDonald's.
Ordered the 18 waters.
No, I wish we would have, though. So, we go through the first time. And it was partly I could not think of what I wanted, and partly Callum egging me on to just sit there as long as possible.
I wasn't egging you
on. Yes,
you
were.
Okay. I was
egging myself on.
Yeah, and then I was backing you up.
Yes.
There we go, that's the word. Reinforcing.
Yes. And so we're sitting there, and it seems like they're getting pissed off at this point. So finally we order.
And then I went to the other car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they ignored us while they served the other people. Yeah.
And then when they said I was ready and everything, I said a large fry and a snack wrap for Callum or whatever he got. They only got Callum's thing. They didn't get my large fry. And I realized that as we were, like, on the pullout, like, leaving McDonald's.
With the little ramp thing.
Yeah. And not thinking, I threw the car into reverse and gunned it. And there was a car behind me. And the lady behind me was not happy. She dropped a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, we didn't hit her, by the way.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
But she probably sounded like this.
I'll fucking kill you!
Yeah, that's what her mask looked like.
Pretty much.
So, and she looked like a man.
She did look like a man.
Yeah, she was driving like a truck, Silverado, or that
Dodge Durango Blue.
Okay.
My friend drives one.
Oh, okay. Is it your friend?
My friend.
Did it look like a manly girl?
No.
Okay.
This kid actually looks like a man. It is a man.
Is he a man? Okay.
He is a man.
If he just looks like a man, then we've got a problem.
But. True. Like the lady at the DMV.
Is that a lady?
The man lady? We don't know.
The thing that wears a lipstick and has long hair. And
we're not entirely sure. Cause like
I took my driving test with it.
Ew.
Yeah. I had to wipe my seat down with like hydrochloric acid to get rid of everything off of it. I think there's still traces.
It's funny because like after every time someone got their license or their permit, we'd always ask them if they thought that it was a girl or a guy. And it literally changed every single time. It's like, oh, it's a girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think that it was a guy this time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyways, I go back through McDonald's. And I ordered the rest of my food. And we pull up to the first window. And she, like, stared at me and was like, she had the look, like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, and then she looked at the car. And then turned around and started talking to her friend again.
Yep. And then I gave her my card. And then she gave it back.
Screensaver.
Oh, Callum just flipped out over a screensaver.
It looked pretty.
And yeah, and then we pulled up to the second window. And the guy was like, wow, here's your food.
He was laughing at us.
Yeah, he was.
Had like a merhawk going on.
He was Mexican.
And, well, Yeah, that kind of explains it. But it kind of had, like, sideburns, like, it looked like railroad tracks, because it, like,
yeah,
little baby dotted lines.
Baby dotted lines.
Well, they look like dotted lines.
That's what we'll call them, baby dotted lines.
Guy.
Yeah.
So that was our McDonald's story.
Yep.
And that's pretty much the most exciting thing that happened today.
Uh-huh. And that's why we're late.
Yes.
Because McDonald's has poor customer service, unlike Chick-fil-A.
The snack wrap was good, though.
I'm still eating my burger over here.
I haven't eaten a burger from McDonald's in, like, 6 years.
Wow.
I hate him.
I do, too. But I was hungry.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the closest food place.
I only have the breakfast, except for today. That doesn't really count.
Smooth one.
Okay, now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard.
I need the Surrounded by Idiots button.
Surrounded by Idiots button?
Yeah.
We don't have that.
Uh-huh. Haven't you seen that button?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I've seen that button.
Yeah. I remember the story behind that sound. It was... I think it was Jake's show with... What's her face?
Victoria the Slut?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one.
No, and she's not a slut.
I was sitting in the airport in... It was in... Melbourne, in Australia. Last August, when I was going to, like, some other place with my mom. And so I had my iPod out, I was connected to the internet, and I was listening to the show. And I actually heard them when Jake got the sounds and mixed them, and it was kind of disturbing.
Yeah, that's their show.
Yeah.
They're just...
It was kind of funny, though.
Jake is disturbing.
Yeah.
It's a very, very dirty sound.
I know. You don't want to hear some of the things they said when they're making it. But they were just going through all the sound effects, and then they were like, oh, what happens if we put these together? Oh, God, we're all going to die. He's like a cat with a ball of yarn with the microphone. Have you actually got anybody listening? Not that we're supposed to tell anybody, but...
Nope.
We don't have anyone listening?
Nope, we don't.
Oh. Well, this is pointless.
Yeah. We're going to play a song, I think.
Yeah, so the only time people are ever going to hear this is the podcast, right?
Yep.
And do people ever listen to the podcast?
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, this kind of sucks.
We had 3, but due to McDonald's, we have 0. It's all McDonald's fault. We should call and complain.
So we had 3, and then we talked about McDonald's, and then they left.
No, there was 0 when we got back from McDonald's.
Oh, okay. I thought... Yeah.
They made us late, so they all left.
Retards.
We should call them.
We should. Complain to the CEO. Get our money back for the fries.
Exactly.
And the snack wrap.
And get some free waters out of this.
Wee.
So I'm going to play a thong now.
Okay.
I really like it. Really, really, really like this song. And every day we're suffering. And we're back. Callum's not, he's texting. But I'm here.
Trying to get listeners. Or a listener.
A listener.
A listener.
A listener. Well, that was The Cave by Mumford & Sons. And they're coming to Denver at the Fillmore the 15th and 16th of June.
Feet are cold.
But unless you were one of the few lucky people to have gotten tickets before it sold out in 10 minutes, you're not going to see it.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even get tickets.
That's surprising for you.
It is. Because, like, me and my dad had planned to go to that concert. It's sad.
Wow. obviously not planning to go into it now.
True. We planned this like 3 months ago. And we have no listeners again.
Well, that's gay.
It keeps going 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 50-0.
What's the record?
Huh?
What's the record?
47.
Alright, we gotta beat that.
It's my record.
I was at with
Peter and Tom. Back in the day.
What's the new one? Because I know they didn't count that one on the Click channel.
I have no idea. I just keep track of my stuff.
It is the... Hey, they got a pirate code now.
Oh yeah, we changed that last night.
Yeah. And it said, say fuck a lot.
Say fuck a lot?
Yeah. Talk, have fun, have a theme, talk about politics, say fuck a lot.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know where the highest number of listeners is. They need to make another document for that.
Yeah.
Say the phone number a lot. Do you have a sign up here now?
We don't. But it's 1-888-212-5545, so you should call that number. Excuse me.
Is there anybody listening to...
Nope.
Know what that number is?
Nope.
Well, that sucks.
You all suck. All zero people suck.
Yep. Well, this is gay.
Hey, well, I know there's a noise in this room now. It's coming from an air conditioner that we installed at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, which our landlord's not happy about. But man, Suckers. Is it nice in here. It's probably about 70 degrees as opposed to like 98.
It feels like 60 on my feet, though.
True, on your feet.
One of my friends just like taking off your McDonald's uniform after a hard day of raising obesity rates. But it says Macca's because we're Australian and we're awesome like that.
Well,
there's another one that says, I hope you get fingered by Edward Scissorhands.
Ow.
I know a couple people that I'd rather say that to.
Like Ice Bitch?
Which one?
Both.
Which one's which?
Big and Little Ice Bitch.
Oh, Little One was the one I was telling you about in the car? Wait, no. Who's the Little One?
Ice Bitch?
Yeah.
Freezing.
Oh, that one.
Freezing.
Yeah. In here.
Is that ice?
Well, that was originally the name for one of my friend's girlfriends, so... And then it kind of dissipated over here. Jordan's dying, so don't mind him.
I am dying, I swear. I should find a song to explain how I'm feeling.
Oh, I know one. I know one.
What? He's apparently has a song to explain how I feel right now. But apparently it's failing. Let's do... This song is called I Hate My Life. I'm not sure this is how I actually feel. I think it's more like this.
I haven't gone to the full party. Playing drums and...
Yes.
That sucks.
This is what it feels like in my head right now. that when you guys were yelling at me today? That's why I told you guys to calm down.
All right.
That's how I felt.
Jesus. Were they supposed to be saying words?
Yeah, they're screaming words.
Like, there was supposed to be words in that?
I don't know.
Is it supposed to have any meaning?
I don't know. We have a lot of kids at Click that like that kind of music, so I like a little bit.
Kind of reconsidering my membership here now.
Ew, I love this song. We're gonna chalk that one up to come up next. Well, we are here. It is 7:45 p.m. on our first summer show.
First show of the year, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, not since April 5th, because of when.
Well, it's the first show that I've been here.
True.
To make it the full
CJ Party Planners.
Mwahaha.
Okay. So, we told our McDonald's story. If you didn't catch that, you can go listen to our podcast later.
Not that you will.
And then you should rate it. Although
you can rate it?
You can only do that on the iPhone right now, I think.
The iPhone works
so
now.
If you have an iPhone,
well, the
go
iPhone
to clickradio.org and rate our podcast 5 stars.
It didn't work last time I tried.
Why? Why?
Oh, as in like in iTunes.
No. Never mind. I'll show him later.
Okay.
Go to clickradio.org on your iPhone and it'll explain itself. Make sense?
You're in a beachy mood.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
April 5th, you are.
Why? What's the title?
Happy Tuesday, everyone else. Just Jordan tonight. He's in a beachy mood again.
Oh, beachy?
Yeah. As in, like, sand and beach balls and volleyball and
beachy music. Yeah, because it was cold.
Sounds like bitchy music.
I was definitely wanting to be on the beach at that moment.
Yeah. So, yeah, the last podcast we have is September 28th, 2010. And then the next one is a test show, and then the next one is the White Minivan Club on March 29th.
What? That shouldn't be it.
Yeah, I think it's the only ones we've done this year.
Okay, well, just... You mean both of us?
No, the actual show is done.
Well, there was one on April 5th, because I remember
doing
that one. Yeah,
that was there as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that there was just one on March 29th.
Ah.
And that was it for this year. I wasn't even there. Let's look at all the names of previous ones. Count Dracula, duct tape to a wall. Immigration and Boredom. Little Tortilla Boy.
Little Tortilla Boy. We actually have that on here. Like, in Sam.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not that anyone would care. Because you're not listening.
Actually, people are listening.
Oh, yay. Hold up fingers. That's it?
I'm sorry, I can't hold up 200 fingers.
Oh.
I only have 10.
Okay, gotcha. We've got the whole town listening now.
Yep, we do.
We have the whole of Timnath listening.
All of Timnath, pretty much. Let's see. So, it's June.
It is.
Do you have any stories from this week, Callum?
I mowed the lawn 4 times.
4 times?
Yeah. Well, it took me...
This week?
It took me 4 days to mow it.
Oh.
Because there was bees attacking me. Like, I first tried...
Fancy.
I don't know, I think I tried last Monday. And then bees attacked me. And then Dad got some bee wasp spray crap. And they were still there, so I got a little further. And then I stopped. And then I did it again, like one more run, getting closer to the bees. And then like 3 landed on my feet. And I was like, yeah. I love you too.
Sorry.
Hey, at least I have a story. Suck it.
True. You do have a story.
Yeah, I got attacked by bees, and I'm hurt the lawn. Isn't that exciting?
I have a lot of stories since the last time we did a show. Not in the last week, but...
Oh, okay. We finished school.
We did finish school.
I've been through an entire girlfriend cycle since we did our last show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's sad.
It is a little.
Since you did a show.
Yeah. Which was September.
After my last breakup, I was like, I am done.
And then look what happened.
Yeah, I didn't. I made it a couple months.
Couple months.
No, we broke up in January, and it wasn't until April, the end of April. So.
Gotcha.
And now I'm happily unavailable.
You need an unavailable sign in the studio.
An unavailable sign.
Jordan's available.
No vacancy. I am not a motel, mister.
Aw.
My friend Jack, the other kid in the White Minivan Club, which I'm currently kind of, my membership in that club is dwindling.
Yeah.
Because I'm now driving a new car.
What happened to the minivan?
My parents are driving it now.
How come?
They wanted the minivan.
So they chose a minivan over that?
Yup.
A minivan without any hubcaps or any...
It's got two hubcaps. Only one side.
Oh, did you get them replaced?
Yeah. One side is classy. The other side is ghetto.
Okay. And you got duct tape over it now too, right?
No. We've never had duct tape upon it.
Oh, there's pictures of you with... Oh, it was duct tape on the ground.
Oh, like no, that was after prom. Was after, like, I'd asked the girl to prom. That's how she said yes. Is she wrapped my car in saran wrap and put duct tape all over my driveway and the car.
I could do that.
It was actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Although, I didn't notice it until like 3 hours after I had woken up. And I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and my mom walks in from outside. Is like, I just posted all your pictures on Facebook. And I'm like, what pictures? She's like, have you been outside yet? No. She's like, come outside. So there was a little duct tape trail to my car in saran wrap. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. We had prom since the last time we were here.
I didn't, but you did.
I did.
I went to one dance.
You did?
The first dance, yeah.
Did you go to Sadie's?
Yeah. I hated it.
Nobody goes to Sadie's anymore.
Yeah. It wasn't really a first.
It's not like the 80s.
Yeah. That was my first dance ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
It sucked.
I honestly miss Liberty dances.
Yeah, I heard they were decent, actually.
Because it wasn't all about, hey, let's touch and bounce up and down awkwardly.
Yeah, it sounds like Fossil.
It's everybody, you know, let's have a good time. And leave space for the Holy Spirit around us. And when we slow dance, our arms must be fully extended. Because our principal will stick a hockey stick between us and slap us.
Holy crap.
They were actually pretty fun. And then we all got to high school and we're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
People are touching.
But all
they're touching!
It was like all these administrators standing around awkwardly staring at everybody in there. Mm. And it was just mostly seniors. It was a couple of sophomores and a bunch of freshmen.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of really awkward.
My prom was awkward too. Because...
Well, that was Sadie's, not prom.
Oh, okay. No, prom, the administrators didn't care. They just all kind of went in the corner and drank some punch. But it was really, really bright in the room.
That's
like, it wasn't like it is now in the studio. It was like... bright for a dance floor.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, typically a dance, it's like, you know, pitch black except for the lights flashing around you.
Yeah.
No, it was like steady light, like you're on a stage.
Oh, that's kind
of strange. We all kind of were sitting there bouncing like white kids. Because we're all like, I don't want to dance because everybody can see me. And then like halfway through, like they turned off one light after we asked. And then we're like, all right, whatever, we're just going to dance it up. Well, I'll be white kids.
Yay.
Except for Mason Cutler, who's a dancing beast.
Yeah, there was this one kid that was doing, like, breakdancing, and they had the projector on in the commons, and then they had, like, a camera or something that was facing into the crowd,
uh-huh.
So you can, like, watch yourself on the screen.
Weird.
Yeah, and, like, they had, like, this dance floor set up in front of the camera, and it was, like, this freshman that was breakdancing. That's
nice.
Kind of cool.
They didn't have that at your after prom.
Yeah, probably not. I think it was just what the DJ was doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Did it go up? Oh, it went down. That's what she said.
All right, we're going to play some songs, I think.
But it said not to play songs.
Where?
On the pirate code.
Those are guidelines, man, not rules. It's like parlay. We have a pirate's code here at Click. We actually just called it the pirate's code as of last night. Because there are more general guidelines as opposed to rules. Because there are no rules here at Click.
Yay. Oh, wait, what? That's kind of bad.
Stuff like parlay and take what you can and give nothing back. And if you fall behind, you're left behind. All that kind of stuff.
Okay.
No threesomes on the conference table.
There's a conference table?
There's one out there.
Oh, out there.
Yeah. Where? I think there's a concert going on right now.
I don't hear anything.
Well, oh no, the concert doesn't start till 9. Oh. So I want to play this song that I really like. It's got some crazy fiddle playing.
Num 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 num.
Fiddles like,
like
a violin.
Austrian.
What?
You know, the Austrians with the violins and the funny hats look like Peter Pan. With the, what do you call those things?
No.
The straps.
No idea what you're talking about, man.
The suspenders. With the flannel shirts.
You have to wear suspenders to play a fiddle?
No, and like the Austrian with the Austrian mouse with
the
hat. No,
this is like a southern dude. Oh. Just jamming on his fiddle.
That's funny.
It's about how the devil went down to Georgia.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Why'd he go down there? That's really stupid.
Because he wanted to play his fiddle.
That looks like a Guitar Hero.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, Misty.
Bitch to play. On easy.
Well, let's learn about the devil going down to Georgia. From Charlie Daniels Band.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, you're awesome, up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire blew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something.
And we're back.
Yay.
We were gonna come on over after the Charlie Daniels Band song, but we had a surprise guest.
Surprise! So,
that was Mumford & Sons. I know we already played them, but...
I was just thinking, that's kind of familiar.
That was, we actually played The Cave earlier, but... Sorry. Anyways.
So, yeah, I was going to the Australian news website.
Uh-huh.
And they had... There's the worst fast food in Australia, and it says, and we call Burger King Hungry Jack's. So it says the Hungry Jack's Ultimate Double Whopper, and it's 80 grams of fat, 2,386 milligrams of sodium, and
kind of gross.
Yeah, and 5,000 kilojoules, which is what we use instead of calories. So I'll do a conversion for that. But and then I searched for fattiest foods in America. Mm-hmm. And number 25 was the Chick-fil-A sausage biscuit. Yeah. I know it's bad. It's like 600 calories.
It's a sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage is bad for you.
It lets me go back. There we go.
I don't really eat sausage.
No.
Polish sausage on occasion.
And it says the number one is the Quiznos Large Tuna Melt, which has 2,000 calories.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's like almost a full day's...
Doesn't say fat, though, for some reason. And then a large French fries from Five Guys is 1,400. It's kind of gross. The world we live in.
Did you ever see
Dairy Queen's number 6.
With what?
The 4-piece chicken strip basket.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would get food from Dairy Queen.
Oh, wow, and there's a salad. Oh, no, that doesn't really count. It's Qdoba salad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Super Size Me?
Yeah, like many times in school.
Movie was gross.
Panda Express.
He almost died from eating McDonald's every day.
Yeah, I would die just from the emotional part of it.
I hate McDonald's, personally.
But we just ate it. Woo!
Because it's the closest thing.
Yeah. So I'm telling me fat content, which is really annoying me. Because I want to see it.
In Super Size Me, they put a thing of french fries in a jar. Along with, like, hamburgers and stuff. All the hamburgers and all that stuff decompose within, like, a week. Guess how long the fries stayed there before even, like, showing a sign of any decomposing.
What?
2 years. 2 years.
Wow.
And that's going in your stomach. And I have a large fry sitting next to me.
Oh, only in America. I'm legally
Thank you
allowed,
for my...
I'm allowed to say that.
Athlete's metabolism.
There we go.
It's not going to help me with my mile time, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
If you guys didn't know... Me and Callum are going to be traveling to Dayton, Ohio in a few weeks. A couple weeks. Is it like 2 weeks now?
It's 2 weeks from today, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, that's kind of scary.
Oh, crap.
What? Oh, you're doing a bunch of logistics crap, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm basically doing everything that nobody else is doing.
I'm sorry.
It's all your fault. I blame you.
Why is it my fault?
I don't know, because you're the only one here I can blame.
Your dad doesn't seem to be blaming me for a lot of things lately.
He blames everybody.
Anyway, we're traveling to Dayton for a national cadet competition. So when we come back, we'll be national champions.
In what?
Partying, duh.
There you go.
We're on the... Remember, we're the party squad on a mission to win NCC.
There we go. Just the second part might not happen. But
coined that phrase.
You did. It's under my quotes page on Facebook.
Is
Holy
it really?
Mother Jesus.
Hmm.
New York State's fattiest food, 203 grams of fat.
How many?
203.
I'm not eating that.
Oh, 203. The plate consists of home fries, macaroni salad, baked beans or french fries, topped with a choice of meat. And drenched in mustard, onions, and hot sauce.
Oh, that sounds so good.
3 pounds of food. It looks kind of gross. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Party squad in Ohio.
Yep.
So we decided that when we're flying over there, we're connecting in Chicago, right?
Which is really stupid.
Yeah. So we're connecting in Chicago, so we're not going to be there until like 3 days after we leave. Because of all the delays, and there's going to be... all the other drill teams are going through there as well. So
it's going to be a giant CAP fest at Chicago Airport when we're all delayed 8 hours.
So all these CAP guys, we decided they're just going to be sitting there straight-faced, like, at attention, sitting in their seats, and we're going to be partying. And
exactly. That's exactly...
Remember on the plane, we're going to be, like, roller coaster.
Right.
There we go.
Well, that would be crazy.
What?
If we all had the same flight from Chicago to Ohio.
We probably will with at least one other
team. Let's see. Hold
It'll
on.
Be cheaper for Nationals.
Let's open up. Well, I know Puerto Rico we won't see in Chicago.
No one cares about them.
Oh, yeah, except they're going to win.
Mm.
Well, second.
Well, that's helpful to our self-esteem, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Gosh.
Okay.
Well, Puerto Rico, like all of their team is always, their mile times are always sub six.
Well,
they're
just
all Puerto Rican.
Yeah. So, and that's because they have a leg strength from swimming, right?
New Jersey, we won't see in Chicago. North Carolina, I kind of doubt it. Ohio is already there. Puerto Rico, we won't.
Really?
What?
When did Ohio get there? I thought that's go through Chicago.
Wow.
Knowing nationals, they probably will. They probably live in the north of Ohio. Wait, where's Dayton? It's south Ohio, right?
I don't know.
No one really cares.
I don't know my geography. I tried to sound like Yoda, but it didn't happen. We might see California there and Texas.
Oh, Jesus, mother, not Texas.
Minnesota will probably
like,
have a
hey, y'all.
Flight.
Y'all got your uniform on, y'all.
Y'all.
Retards.
Although,
I wonder how many people are going to be traveling in their blues. I'm going to laugh at them.
Well, you know how CAP events always turn into like arguments over regs?
Yeah.
I don't think this NCC is going to be like that.
Mm.
Because everybody should know the regs.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. I saw, well.
Anyways, yeah. We're talking about things that people don't care about.
Yeah. Anyway, back to this website. I'm going back to the newest website to see what other crap's on here. The Wii U, Nintendo's latest game changer.
The what? The Wii U?
Yeah, it
sounds like a PU.
The new Wii has a touchscreen controller. But remember when the Wii debuted 6 years ago, you probably thought, that's ridiculous. It'll never catch on. It actually looks really retarded.
What?
The controller.
Let me see.
So you have the TV, and then you have this controller that looks like a one of those.
Does
old
it have a screen, or is it just a hole?
I think it's a screen. Yeah, it's definitely a screen.
Oh, it's a touchscreen controller.
Yeah. And so it looks like one of those really ancient Game Boy Advances, long ones.
Yeah.
And then it has this touchscreen thing on the front, which, I don't know, maybe zooms in on whatever you're trying to do.
See, they should stop naming things weird. You had the Wii.
Wii U!
Wii U? You want to come over with play with my Wii?
You?
And my Wii U?
Wii U?
I got a new joystick.
You got to think, it's just like, maybe they have a ninja in the Nintendo office.
And then you get two random Asian dudes showing up at your house saying, we would like to play with your Wii.
They probably just have like some ninja in the corporate office of Nintendo.
Probably.
And they're just like, okay, do a move. And they're like, wee! And there's that do another you. And
my
like,
grandma has a conspiracy theory that, you know, the little sensors on the Wii?
The
little sensor bar?
Yeah.
She thinks that there's actually a camera in there.
I don't know how they work.
And the Japanese have, it can access every camera. So they can look into every living room in America.
It wouldn't surprise me.
To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, the Japanese, they probably created that in World War II.
Yeah, we should send them back to internment camps. I'm just kidding, that was really racist.
That was. Well, we've had worse. Well, Jake's had worse. I've listened to some of his shows and he's gone like, I'm not going there.
Yeah, we're not going to be racist.
Much.
We'll be racist again. We'll whites. Because I'm white trash, pretty much.
Yeah, you are.
Because I am part hillbilly.
Whoa, Chinese cows produce human breast milk. Scientists hope genetically modified breast milk produced by cows will be available in supermarkets within the next 3 years. Oh, God. Sounds like rain.
I have no comment.
Yeah, that's really. Speaking of Chinese, there you go. They're making human breast milk out of cows.
Have you ever seen Meet the Parents? Have you seen the movie Meet the Parents?
No, I've heard of it, though.
Well, in the movie, he's like, yeah, once I milked a cat to feed its babies. He's like, you milked a cat?
How the fuck do you milk a cat?
Yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. And the dad was like, well, I've got nipples. Can you milk me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One of my friends just said, why does everything have to be either touchscreen or 3D?
Right.
It's a very good point.
It is, yeah.
Because that's pretty much what the world's turning to.
3D and touchscreen.
Yeah. What was the fad like a couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago?
iPhones, Androids. Probably not Androids, but like iPhones.
It was iPhones and like I think being able to control shit. Like the accelerometer.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
And yeah.
I think it's just the whole eye shit category.
Eye shit.
I hope they didn't make an eye shit.
No. Oh, have you seen that video? It's like a mock-up of the release thing that Apple does.
Uh-uh.
And it was like, it has this white rack and then this white running shoe.
Huh?
And so it's the iRack and the iRan.
Oh, jeez.
As in the countries. And it's like, well, the iRack is really, it seems really unstable. And I don't think it'll be able to hold up much longer. How do you comment on the design? I thought it was interesting.
Oh, political satire in America.
Yeah. I don't think it was American, though.
It's like there's, I saw, like, a breast cancer shirt that said there's a war in my rack. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I'm gonna get one of them.
Yeah. What?
2012's coming.
2012?
Yeah.
Well, we survived the apocalypse.
Yeah.
If anybody didn't know that.
Or it was a rapture or something. It was just like...
Oh, it was, yeah, supposed to be the second coming.
Of?
God.
He came first.
What?
What? I'm confused.
The second coming.
Wait, I thought a rapture was a earthquake.
Rapture?
Yeah, like...
No, the rapture is God coming back to Earth.
Oh, I thought it meant earthquake that struck the whole world.
No.
Whoopsies. So yeah, 600 dead penguins wash up in Uruguay.
600 dead penguins?
Yeah.
I bet you anything, a military jet flew over and did a sonic boom.
We are the best kept secret.
What? No, we're not.
Yeah, we're not, especially with that many listeners. Oh, we went up one. Yay! Sorry.
We went up 1,000.
Oh,
duh.
Yeah. Now we're covering the entire population of Windsor.
Yeah. The Windy City?
Yeah. Whenever my parents asked, where did the wind come from, all of a sudden, I was like, Windsor. It was giving me evil looks.
Dude, I give you evil looks anyways. So, let's see.
There's been a bunch of stuff. Never mind.
That drawing up there, it still gets me every time.
Yeah, I never look up there anymore because it's really disturbing. Especially with the one on the far left.
If you guys didn't know, we said it earlier, but we installed an air conditioner in our studio at like 2, 3 o'clock last in the morning.
Not
yesterday. This morning.
Yeah.
And we needed a saw to cut through the wood in the wall. So we drove to Loveland to pick up this girl who had a saw. And her dad's actually an LCSR.
Who's this?
I'll tell you afterwards. And Demi was, while she was here, she drew a crazy picture of an octopus singing. And it's called Mew Squid and Octopussy.
Which is from James Bond, right?
Yes.
But that's not really depicted very well.
No. I see two... like octopuses. Octopi.
Octopi.
Octopi. Yeah. And then there's a picture of Demi. It's just waving. It says, just your friendly hello from your friendly Demi.
Alrighty then.
Do you see it?
No.
On the big whiteboard.
Oh. That's a really creepy picture. It's winking at me.
It is winking at you.
That, and it looks like it has a flower in its hand.
It has a flower for a hand.
Something with four fingers. We're all gonna die.
Anyway, we've been talking for like half an hour.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what Jake told us to do. And I bet once we put like 3 songs on, people are gonna leave. Because they're douches. Did someone leave?
Yes.
Ah, oh, you douches. Whoops.
You're so mean to our listeners.
I know.
You should call in at 1-888-212-KK...
KKK.
1-888-212-KLIK. and you can chew out Callum for being mean to you.
Well, I wasn't being mean to the people listening. I was being mean to the people who weren't listening.
I turned off Callum's mic. This is really cool picture. What?
This is a really cool picture.
Of?
A plane.
A plane.
On a road.
On a road.
In a truck.
In a truck.
Oh, it's the plane from the Hudson.
Oh.
Fuck you.
What? I did not hear just hear the F word in my studio.
Jake wanted us to say fuck all the time.
What starts with F and ends in UCK?
Farrenbrook.
Fire truck.
Oh, they were trying to transport the plane from the Hudson thing. And it got stuck on an intersection when they were trying to transport it.
Idiots.
Yeah. So the plane began its trip. Began its trip on Saturday from New Jersey. And then it got stuck in another place in New Jersey.
Where it was basically a picture of a plane like rolling through
New Jersey
town. That's pretty awesome.
It is. They got like 10 cop cars. Well, not 10, 3.
So it's summer.
Whoa. The plane was stuck for an hour as the officials removed traffic poles and a fence.
Wow.
So they like took out traffic lights. That's cool. Anyway, yes, it is summer.
It is summer.
Woo.
It is June 7th. And we have an extra long summer.
We do?
Do you know that?
No.
Because Poudre School District shifted the school year to, like, the last week of August, so we end, like, the first week of June next year, or, like, the 31st of May.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have, like, a week extra in our summer or something like that. Or two.
Sweet.
Might be 2 weeks. Which is awesome, because it's my last summer.
Bite me.
I'm going to really be a senior.
That's kind of scary.
But not a super senior.
Yet.
Excuse me. Yeah, it is kind of weird that I'll be sitting in. I'll be graduated next year.
Well, if you were retarded, you could have graduated this year.
What?
You know all the retards that's like, oh, I can graduate early.
I could have graduated early.
Yeah, pretty much everyone who has their right mind can graduate early.
And anybody who went to Liberty could have graduated
with
after
full credits.
First semester of junior year. So
show offs.
Excuse me.
You are.
I am a Liberty Common Eagle.
Oh, you know that. What do you call that guy? The breakdancer guy at Sadie's.
Jeez.
Remember the guy I was talking about at Sadie's?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was from Liberty.
Oh.
He was in my physics class. He was a freshman.
We, those who went to Liberty are very smart.
Yeah, he was just a show off. He got A's in all the tests, and the entire class got D's.
That's Liberty.
Yeah.
Because we took physics, chemistry, and earth sciences and all that, like, ninth grade year, eighth and ninth grade year.
Wow.
Well,
obviously not.
We had an introduction to the classes, so.
Which I really needed.
Did you not take ICPE?
No, I took ESS.
Oh, okay.
Which is ICPE, just with a different name. And really retarded curriculum.
ICPE is a lot more than ESS.
Yeah. Yeah. They had to change ESS this year because it was so easy when I took it.
That's funny.
I mean, you know, I didn't get a single question wrong on the final.
Not a single question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was like the entire comprehensive year final. And then this year, people are barely getting A's.
So, I failed 2 of my classes this past year. Or this past semester.
Busted.
Well, I know it's the stupidest thing ever. I went in and took the finals for both the classes. And I aced them.
Nice. Yeah, I got an A in the classes I had C's in. And then I got D's in the classes I got D's. No, A's in. There you go.
Nice.
Actually, no, I didn't, but...
Yeah, my teacher was really mad that I got an A on the final. I was like, well, I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I was just stupid in my actions this semester. So yeah, it's summer and it's almost night, so I'm gonna play this song called Summer Nights.
Like, oh my god.
Oh summer, my god.
Let's get some shoes.
I love
shoes.
Rascal Flatts.
Ew.
Oh, we got some shoes.
We need to play the shoe song and the cupcake song. The
cupcake song.
Have you not seen the cupcake?
I've seen the cupcake
song. Oh, the muffin song? The
muffin song.
It's like the muffin cupcakes. Muffin
I know a muffin joke. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, so there's two muffins sitting in an oven. And one muffin says, "Hey, it's getting kind of hot in here." And what does the other one say? "Holy shit, a talking muffin."
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
So, yeah, so we're going to play the... What did I just say?
The cupcake song?
Yeah, the cupcake song and the shoe song.
The shoe song.
It's made by the same people.
Let's get some cheers. What were you hoping for? Some condoms?
The fuck?
What are you going to do with your life?
Get some shoes.
Cheers. I'm going to get what I want.
Oh my god, these shoes cost $250. Let's get them.
Anyway, I'm going to play the song.
Yes, that is coming up, so don't leave or we kill you.
Yeah.
We'll send Ahmed off to you.
You should actually look up this music video, Summer Nights by Rascal Flatts, because I've been on the beach that it was filmed at. It's pretty awesome. You can say that I was there, and you know the guy that was there. Anyways, here it is. Okay, and we're back, but we're trying to figure out how to make... Did it work?
Try it.
Wait.
Tell her to say something.
Hold on.
Tell her to say something.
Taylor, say something.
Hola.
Aha.
Hey, I'm Taylor.
I'm smart.
Hey, I pressed the buttons here.
What?
I pressed the buttons.
What about Alaska?
Soy Day, Anchorage, Alaska. I am from Anchorage, Alaska.
Soy Day?
Espanol.
Espanol. Calum.
Ich spreche Deutsch.
Nein.
You guys are kind so of. Quiet.
Quiet?
Yeah, I think we are, because you have to turn up the headphone for me, remember?
So, are we louder now?
No.
No, you just turned her up.
What?
Yeah, you need to use those ones. If you use that
one... I cannot hear you. You guys are, like, whispering.
Yeah, turn...
Am I loud now?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I figured it out.
But I thought...
Yay.
What are those ones for, then?
These ones?
High five, but not really, because I'm not there.
On air. High five.
Why are you louder than me?
Okay.
You need to make
now
me even.
I looked really dumb, because I just high-fived my knee.
That takes skill.
Oh, yeah.
Ow. Callum just high-fived his own knee as well.
Isn't it just awesome?
My knee didn't like it, so...
Oh, well, tell your knee to get an attitude adjustment or sit in the emo corner.
We have an emo corner?
A Nemo corner. It could be called a Nemo corner.
Emo.
Yeah, it's a Nemo, because you got the knee and emo. Okay, I'll just shut up now.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Have you seen Tickle Me Emo?
Yeah,
I've seen Tickle Me Elmo with the bouncing tigger.
Yeah, there's a. I'll show you the Tickle Me Emo one, Callum. Or he can just YouTube it himself.
What am I gonna do?
Never mind, he can't.
YouTube. And what is it called?
If I put the phone back on, is it gonna hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna do that then.
Are you sure? Because we put the phone back and it didn't hang up on me.
Do it.
Hello?
Hi.
Damn.
Oh,
Well, I did it that once with Kyle and it just... It, like, the entire board just went...
Kyle as in... Tubby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tubby. I think he's gotten tubbier.
Wasn't he originally part of our show?
Yeah, it used to be Kyle Callum and Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And then it became Winner Gets a Cookie. Yeah. And it became CNJ Party Plans when we kicked him out. So that was BCG and K, which doesn't really sound right. So what am I looking up again?
So, I don't know. Right now we're
Tickle
CJ and special guest T.
Tickle
Me Emo.
Is it like this little kid?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need sound?
Yes.
Oh.
From the makers of Tickle Me Elmo and Tickle Me Elmo Extreme comes this holiday season's hottest must-have toy. It's Tickle Me Emo. Tickle Me Emo is the tortured, angst-ridden teen cousin of Elmo, and boy is he sad. But don't take our word for it. Squeeze his hand and let Tickle Me Emo tell you himself with one of 13 pre-recorded Emo sayings.
What's that?
I think the concert's starting in the other room.
Sounds like a pretty shitty concert.
Because it just got really loud.
What kind of concert is that?
Or are they just playing music? Supposedly it starts in the half an hour.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
If life is so fair...
Wait, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm chilling.
You just got really, really quiet.
I can be quiet and I can be loud, but...
Sounded like a little
kid. Depends.
Kick.
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Ah, so if you're talking to Callum...
I can talk to Callum.
Suck it.
I know. Would you talk loud or quiet?
Do I talk loud or quiet?
Yeah, when you talk to Callum.
I don't know.
Talk
Ask
medium?
Ask him.
You can probably talk medium, if that's a word. Or
There's a
phrase.
Medium voice?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely a word.
That's the inside voice. So you have the whisper, the inside voice, and then the loud voice.
Did you know that if you go up to random people and just whisper to them, they'll start whispering back?
Yeah. And when you start talking about breathing, you're breathing manually now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you
crap.
Go, you are now consciously aware of your breathing. And then if you sit there and watch them, they'll start breathing hard.
And in your case, you cough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you tell them you're now consciously aware of the area behind your knees. And then they'll touch their knees.
Aren't they called knee pits?
Knee pits.
Wasn't it like a weenus or something?
Tickling your knee pits. Haven't you ever seen that SNL short?
No.
I don't want to.
I don't even remember what it's called, but it's pretty much two guys in underwear.
Justin
or wait,
Timberlake
are they
and that
naked?
One guy?
I don't remember.
I'd rather not watch two guys in their underwear.
Ooh, I have a random question.
Oh.
We might have a random answer.
Why is it that people who whisper to you or who have bad breath always want to tell you a secret?
I have noticed that.
Can't they tell that, like... By the way that you're standing,
that you kind of just like
just don't want to hear what they're telling you, and that they have bad breath.
Although the worst breath I've ever smelled in my life was apparently a mixture of lasagna and bad beer.
Ew!
I was sitting at an Eagles game, and I was sitting two seats away from the lady, and I could smell it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, is the door open? That's why it's loud in here.
I can't tell.
Well, that's good.
I hear random music, but other than that...
Oh, yeah, that's the loudness.
Well, it's not overpowering, so I think you're good.
We're good, Callum.
Okay. He's just blasting on music there. On this music speakers.
That's Kurt.
That's what?
I have a Twizzler in my mouth.
Well, that's good for you.
I want a Twizzler.
He's twizzling.
Come get one.
I really want to. I was going to surprise you, actually.
You should have.
You need to do, like, the knot in the cherry thing with the Twizzler.
I've done that twice.
With the Twizzler or with the cherry?
With the cherry stem.
Dang.
I can tie knots with the cherry stem.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah,
did
you not know that?
You never told me that.
Oh, well, I can, and I think you probably have noticed.
Ew!
Callum just got that.
Oh, Jesus! There are innocent people listening. Well, I think they're innocent. Yeah, she's innocent. And this one, too.
Innocent?
Yeah.
As an under fifth grade?
No, as in, like, I don't know.
Because after fifth innocent. Grade, you're
yeah,
no longer
you do have a point. Once they come into high school, it's kind of like
after you get through human growth and development classes, you're not
in
innocent
seventh grade
anymore. I didn't mind in
that's
fifth.
Fifth grade.
Oh, I remember the teacher that I had in seventh grade for health.
Yeah,
it was Mrs. Fremaint, and she always like when we got into the class for like the first day, she said, "Okay, for the next week, we're just gonna shout out names of body parts." So we just
ew,
go through all these.
Why?
And
fingers.
Except, yeah, just finger-like things.
What?
Never mind.
Finger-like? Oh my gosh!
Tell him.
But we were like shouting these.
Calm down.
And like you could hear it like all the way through the hallway. It was really creepy. Mm. And it was like, oh yeah, there's another health class going on there. It was disturbing.
Oh my.
I think they had us say each one three times.
Mine was like for like a month. Or a week.
We had to like use the scientific terms in mine.
Well, it was scientific.
I didn't remember the scientific terms.
Oh, Jesus, brother.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. How did we go from cherry stems to this?
We're still talking about innocence. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Innocence. No, I'm pretty sure after fifth grade, you're no longer innocent.
I agree with that statement.
Sure. Innocent to an extent. And then become completely...
True, then you hit high school and you're like, oh my goodness. I'll never
unless
forget.
You're an innocent child like I was and went up like during fourth grade and went and talked to my aunt and asked her what it was and she flat out told me.
Creeper. Awkward.
Yeah, you were innocent in like seventh grade. You were just like that weird little kid sitting in the corner of the bus and you always worked from...
Yeah.
You always worked like on the other side of the herbal thing.
Yeah, I was, how do you say it? A nerd.
Nerd.
I could not talk to anybody. You remember this, don't you?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked to Caitlin, and that was about it.
Yep. And then I wore really nerdy clothing and no makeup.
Yeah, I can't remember that far back, but...
Did I have short hair or long hair?
I think you had long hair.
I think I remember that.
I'm not sure.
Wait, when did you live in my dad's neighborhood?
That was a long time ago.
Linden Park?
Yeah.
Jesus, that was... I think we left beginning of 2009? End of 2008?
It was right after Utah.
Right after Utah.
Because I remember you guys were moving out when I met you guys there, and I forgot my uniform.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Like the second time I was in your neighborhood.
I know it was in December, January time. So I think it was the end of eighth grade?
I don't know.
No, it was the end of seventh grade. There we go. Because I was still catching the bus in eighth grade at Preston. Yeah.
Oh, you kids and your history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want a milkshake now.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
If you want a milkshake, it's kind of warm outside. You guys should get a milkshake.
We should go and get extra cherries.
Ew. I hate cherries.
You hate cherries and pickles and...
Yeah. If you go to the restaurant...
Blacks and Jews.
I don't like the red, super red, like unnaturally red cherries. I don't like those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the ones Chick-fil-A has.
Yeah, exactly. I just like trying to tie the knots. I've only done it twice.
Oh, there's this really good chocolate that Cadbury has. It's called a Cherry Ripe. And it's like cherry coconut ripe. And cherries in a chocolate bar. It's like Almond Joy except cherries. Mm. It's awesome.
My brother and I had a contest. We had a bowl of cherries, and we just took the stems off of them and tried to see who could tie them. And we did like who could tie three in a row the quickest or whatever. So we played that game for a while.
Nice.
Yeah. It was interesting. He won.
Wow. Callum just hit his funny bone.
Why is there a little jut out there? That was
it's
not jut
so
out.
It's so weird. When it happens, it's just like fuzz in your arm. I don't know how to describe it. It's weird.
They assembled this wrong. Isn't the smooth part supposed to be on top?
Funny story, my brother broke his funny bone.
That's very funny.
Yeah, isn't it? Pun.
I need to sneeze.
He's gonna sneeze. Say oranges.
Oranges?
Do you sneeze multiple times in a row?
Oranges, oranges, oranges. Fucking oranges.
I tried.
He didn't sneeze because of the oranges. I think he does the typical sneeze twice.
No, I sneeze once. My dad sneezes like 5 times.
Weird.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, so does Taylor, although I've only ever heard her sneeze single.
Yeah, I really hope she doesn't sound like my dad.
Well, I've never heard your dad sneeze.
Yeah, you don't want to. It's kind of scary.
It makes sound like a werewolf, like changing under the full moon.
No, he sounds like
something's happening to me.
Oh, we promised people that we're going to play the cupcakes.
Oh, the cupcake song?
Cupcakes. Yeah.
You look it up. Well.
And the shoe song.
Shiz.
Cupcakes.
Do you know these songs, Taylor?
I don't.
Where the hell's cupcakes?
You don't know the shoe song?
What's it called?
Mm-mm.
Is it shoes?
Well, you're about to learn.
Shoe song?
Oh, man.
Let's get some shiz.
Oh, it's the shoes. Oh my god, shoes, right?
I don't know. I don't remember the title of the songs.
Shoes.
I think.
Shoes, shoes. Oh my god, shoes. There we go. Shoes. Shoes. Shoes the full version. We will listen to it because it's 4 minutes, but.
Oh my god, shoes.
Mature. Blood and gore, intense violence, nudity.
What?
It's an ad.
Oh.
My sound isn't on again.
Now it is.
YouTube blows so much faster now. It's awesome.
Happy birthday,
twins.
A computer and a car. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
It sounds like Jake.
Kelly, go ahead and open your present.
What the hell?
What'd you expect? Condoms?
Nice present, Kelly.
Shut up, duck.
Skank.
I'm gonna butt slap you, shitbag.
I'm an athlete.
Well, stop fighting. You two are twins. Goodness sakes. Don't they have the same thoughts?
Shiz.
PlayStation.
Fiscal responsibility.
Tom Skerritt.
Kelly, where are you going?
Out.
Whore.
Kelly. What are you gonna do with your life?
I'm gonna get what I want.
I'm gonna get what I want. Christ.
Come on, Callum, sing it.
Shiz. 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 Oh my god. Shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz.
I think Taylor left.
Shiz.
No, I'm still here.
Oh. The phone's just freaking out.
Oh my god, shiz. Shiz. These shoes rule.
These shoes suck.
These shoes rule. These shoes suck. Shiz.
We should, you should post this to our Facebook
shiz
page.
Show. Oh my god, shiz.
And these everybody out cool there listening, all
shut
like 8,000 of
up
you should go watch
shoes
this video.
Oh, and now I need to find the... I need to find the cupcake song.
Oh, Taylor.
What?
You know that picture with the random dude with the glasses behind us?
Yeah.
I've definitely got half of them out of the picture already.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That dude's so obnoxious. I'm like, look, it's a creeper in the back.
It's a creeper in the back. That should be a song.
It's a creeper in the back. It's a creeper in the back.
See? She knows what's up, Callum.
Look over my shoulder. It's a creeper in the back. We should make a YouTube video.
We should. We'll make
and
millions.
Jake should play the creeper.
Do the creeper. Do the creeper.
Do the creeper. I want to go outside, but there's mosquitoes out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you use mosquitoes.
I have red bumps all over me from yesterday.
Those 2 minutes we were outside, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all... they only picked one leg, too. So it's a whole bunch of red swellings on my leg.
Gross.
It's not cupcakes. It's muffins.
Muffins?
It's Cummingham's muffins.
Did you hear my muffin joke earlier?
Yeah. I actually heard that on our rafting trip.
Oh.
It was our guide. He was like, yeah, you want to hear a joke? Okay.
So I wasn't original.
So yes, the cupcake song.
Cupcake song.
Oh, muffin song.
What would you like for breakfast, Johnny? Muffins!
Muffins?
That's right. At Cunningham Muffins, we know that muffins make the best breakfast. So why not try all of our exciting new flavors? Raspberry, cranberry, apples, cinnamon, pecan, pumpkin, nut, date nut, lemon poppy seed muffin, banana, orange, peach,
whoa,
strawberry, blueberry, boysenberry, almond,
I kinda want
chocolate,
some muffins
chocolate
now.
Chip, carrot,
you went after
gooseberry,
this.
Pumpernickel, fish.
Taylor wants some muffins,
paperclip,
too. We should go get some muffins.
Bird, shampoo, Star Wars muffin, bullfrog, crickets, cigarette, Israeli-Palestinian conflict muffins, bits of glass muffin. Oh, asbestos. I'm baking muffins as best as I can.
Oh my gosh.
Monkey. Algero muffin. Elephant. Pencil. Newspaper. Fire! Imaginary muffin. Cartoon muffin. Blood. What muffin would you like for breakfast, Johnny?
Blood.
Did you get your computer working?
No. It's so bad that we need to get it, like, fixed by the nerd herd or something. Oh, wait, no, that's...
the nerd herd?
What is it? Hold on, Chuck. The Geek Squad. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make fun.
No, I'm laughing with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what
it was
meant.
Like the funniest thing of the day.
What she was saying, I thought she was going to stop at that. I thought she was going to say, it's so bad that it needs to be fixed. I was just
okay,
like,
it is really bad. Like,
did it fry and explode?
We tried to turn on our computer and it's like access denied kind of thing. It sucks.
Did it blue screen?
No, it's a black screen with some words that are in white.
Uh-oh.
It's like a...
at least it wasn't pink.
It's like a blue screen. It's like a 1V blue screen.
Okay. All I know is that it won't let me get on my computer, and my stepdad took it, and he went and tried to fix it, and he said we don't have the tools to fix it, and that kind of worries me.
That probably just means that he doesn't have a screwdriver. Or a hammer. Hammer usually works. Oh, no, they only work with Macs.
That is awesome.
If you throw a Mac on the ground, it fixes itself.
Wait, no! Sorry, I yell at electronics.
She does.
I do.
It's kind of disturbing.
My iPod's dumb. It's a second generation iPod Touch.
Mine's sitting in my car frying in the sun.
I think the sun went down, dude.
Well, it was.
It's still there.
Barely,
okay. You win that one.
It's kind of funny because the rubber casing that's on my iPod?
Uh-huh.
Whenever you leave it in the sun, you touch it, it becomes all greasy.
It's like, well, it's Taylor found out that when you leave my iPod in the sun, it burns.
Did it catch on fire?
That seriously, like, branded me, I swear.
Usually metal becomes kind of hot. Yeah. Okay, I got my foot on the wall, and it's vibrating with the music outside.
That's sad. Oh, I can't hear it because my headphones are on.
You can kind of hear it if you have a lot of dead silence, but or dead air, or whatever you call
it. Dead air. And we don't have any of that here at Click Radio. We're never dead air.
No, not at all. Ever.
Didn't we have a show that was called Dead Air?
I think we did.
I don't know. Jake came on Facebook and said, what's with the dead air?
Oh, yeah.
And then he killed us. And then we lived again.
We lived to tell the tale.
He's going to keep on breathing and it's not dead air.
Exactly.
Do the creep. Do the creep.
I think Taylor's bored with our show. With
I think
all 8,000 of our listeners are bored. What are you doing?
Oh, it's the Pacific, the meat Tojo thing.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that? Oh, it's kind of interesting. Well, it's not interesting, but it's funny.
We're boring, Callum.
Yeah.
I got a song.
We're not boring.
Yeah, we are.
Jordan is.
Excuse me? You guys gonna gang up on me now?
Yes.
No, I won't.
Dang. Aw. Thank you.
What kind of crap is this?
I've got a song for us, though.
Uh-oh.
I love this song.
Oh, there we go.
Guys, Michael Bolton is here.
Oh, great. Send him in.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Thanks for coming.
I'm really sorry I'm late. I just got caught up watching the Pirates of the Caribbean marathon. Have you seen those things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
those
goodness. Those are great. Song's awesome.
Well, I listen to your track.
See, she agrees.
I agree.
Big, sexy hook. I think you got to really dig.
Oh, wow. That's great. Awesome. You want to just lay it down?
Boys, let's get to it.
We should watch this video, Kellen.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
More than many times.
I think I was actually watching SNL when it...
Were you watching that?
When it debuted, yeah. It was like the first time I've ever actually watched SNL on Saturday night.
That's funny. I used to watch it pretty regularly, and then I didn't. And that was the most epic story of my life. Yeah.
You should write it in a book.
I should.
So the epic story was RCC.
RCC.
Yeah, Montana.
Shh.
Okay.
Charity knows the blackmail story of the banquet.
Okay. Does she know about the behind-the-scenes story?
Behind-the-scenes story?
Yeah. With the jackets?
Jackets.
You and Kent?
Oh, no. We don't need to go into it.
Yeah.
Kent's pedophile ways.
No one's ever heard the true story behind that.
The true story?
Yeah.
I was up for...
Well, like, the true story.
The true story?
Yes.
I don't remember jackets being switched.
Exactly.
Whether it happened or not, I don't know.
Well, it did happen because we saw you with the other jacket. Anyway,
I'll tell you the story some other day, Taylor.
All right.
It's a story for another day.
Okay.
Callum, calm down. The mic is not your girlfriend.
I really hope that wouldn't be a girlfriend.
Don't shake the baby.
Ow, I hit myself in the head.
Well, we have been talking
for how long?
About 35 minutes.
That's not bad. That's got to be a record for us. Not for other people, but
just in general.
If the internet breaks today, this is why. Don't panic, but the internet might break today just a little bit, and we're sure they'll fix it. Huh?
Anyway, I think we should play a song and let Taylor go, because she seems bored, like us.
I'm not.
They're trying a faster internet today thing.
Yes, you're bored. See?
Like I'm us. Just chilling.
Do we only have a certain number of minutes?
What do you mean?
On the phone?
I don't know. We might.
Because I know that, remember when Jake had to add extra crap on there for us?
Oh, yeah. Because we use the phone the most out of any show.
But we're also on a different service now, aren't we? We got a phone for free.
I don't know.
Oh, we're about to find
out. Let's ask Jake.
Jake!
Dead air.
Whoa.
Silence.
Hey, we're down to 2,000 listeners now.
Oh, you gotta see this.
What? The internet breaking?
They did it with Wii Killer.
That's awesome.
At a school in New Zealand. Oh, it's on Google Maps.
There's another stadium that it's even bigger.
Dang.
Do we have a limited amount of minutes? Because we just used about 35 of them.
That's it?
Well, yeah, Taylor's only been on the phone for the last...
Wait, so how come we lost people?
Because we're boring.
You started it.
What?
Actually, you kind of did. You were at the show before I was.
What?
You're
well,
at the show
if you only lost one, my iPod just gave out, so...
No, we lost about 4,000.
Okay.
Well, I see.
Okay. Well, I know one's still on. And that was just the mystery of the other one.
Better.
What is that?
We have our own personal dead air filler.
We do.
It's awesome.
Her name is Taylor.
I'll just sing Scooby-Doo songs.
She's here all weekend.
Taylor has an interesting history with this show, doesn't she?
This one?
Yes.
Wait,
this show, or is it in, like, the studio?
Never mind.
Yeah. I have an interesting history with your show.
Yes.
But yes,
I do. We haven't had a show since you've met her.
Well, I had one on her birthday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then there was one where Cody filled in.
Yeah. That's kind of how I heard of Jordan.
And click. Yeah.
Did he go up again?
No.
Damn it.
Now that song's stuck in my head, guys. Thanks.
Let me find another song that gets stuck in your head.
A ram sam sam, a ram sam sam.
You're the creep bot.
Gully 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 ram sam sam.
Whoa, it locked me in automatically. That's cool.
Chick-fil-A is on my wall.
What?
What?
What? Chick-fil-A is on my wall.
I want Chick-fil-A on my wall. Does it dispense sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
It says eat more chicken and it's a cow. And it says Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you turned off my thing again.
Oh, sorry.
First sergeant!
Oh,
where's
God.
The first sergeant?
Turn that crap off.
There we go. Oh, this one's kind of cool.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox, me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box, me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes. Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink it once again. Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare.
Jake just informed me that we pay 1.5 cents per minute on outbound calls and even more on inbound calls. And we have $25 in the account.
So if you spend 35 minutes on 1.5 cents a minute.
So we should use Skype in that case.
I concur.
So we might have to let you go, Taylor.
Well, I didn't know it was gonna. Now I feel bad.
It's okay.
We're letting you go.
I will be leaving now.
Jordan's letting you go.
No, I'm not. I'm just hanging up the phone.
That's what they all say.
Bye. Oh, she's gone.
I'm gonna die. We don't have an automatic filler person now.
I know, and we need sound effects.
Now there's a bunch of static gone.
Well, hopefully we didn't.
All right, news sites.
You bloody fucking phony fucking ringing bastard! It's a lie, you bloody phony telephone fucking ring ring ring! Bloody hell, pick your fucking phone up, you bastard motherfucking cunt! Your bloody telephone, a bloody fucking ring bastard! Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling! I'm fucking telling you, fucking sick and tired of this bloody fucking phone! I'm telling you, motherfucker, you pick your fucking phone up, you bloody bastard!
That's not going to be my ringtone.
The Chick-fil-A thing. Observe and report. There we go. Am I on again?
Yeah, you are. Oh, wait. There you are.
What's up, Saddam?
The fuck do you want, Ronnie?
I want you to face the fucking music is what I want.
I have a restraining order against you, so why don't you take this opportunity to get back the fuck
I watched
up.
This movie the other day from Observe and Report.
Right, you said you had proof. He's got a restraining order against you? Let's go. This motherfucker, look at him. That's all the proof I need.
That's racist, man.
Race has nothing to do with this. You fit the profile.
Oh, just like I fit the profile for the pervert?
How do I know you're not the pervert?
My dick is brown, you dumb motherfucker.
Let's
go. What you should do is arrest this fucking clown. He comes here and harasses me like every day. Last week he comes here and tells me that he's discovered my plot to blow up the Chick-fil-A. Why the fuck would I blow up Chick-fil-A? It's fucking delicious.
I'm like, let's go. I'll go.
That was our Chick-fil-A call to fame.
Yes. That's my ringtone for when Riley calls. I have one for your dad, Callum.
Oh, God. There we go.
It gets better.
The dark side of the force is calling you.
What?
I'm gonna play a song.
Why?
Because I need to get off air for a minute.
Okie dokie.
Here goes the All American Rejects and Swing Swing.
something for everyone. Click Radio.
No handlebars.
No bars.
Don't say a word, just turn them around.
www.clickradio.org. Click Radio.
You do that every time we come on air.
I know. It's like, go to breathe in, and it's just like, no, don't do that.
Boy's telling you, don't breathe, don't breathe.
Exactly.
Is there something you're not telling me, Jordan? Do you want to hurt yourself? Here's my rape card. Don't you remember all that stuff from health?
I took health at Liberty, and it was more like anatomy as opposed to actual health class.
Oh, okay. Where they give you, do they do like the rat program stuff? It was like, here's a rape card.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We didn't talk about anything sexual.
Not a rape card, it was a suicide card, that's it.
We didn't even talk about that.
Okay. Never mind then.
It wasn't really health. It was like intro to anatomy, but it gave me health credit.
I'm getting tired.
Me too. Yeah, and that's a crazy concert, it sounds like.
Can't hear it anymore.
I know.
Well, because you turned on the air conditioner, it doesn't help.
Yeah.
I just hear an air conditioner.
And I could feel it, too.
So how many thousands of viewers do we have?
1,000.
Okay. I think I know who it is, too.
All 1,000 of them?
Yeah.
Wow. It's impressive.
His.
So I have no friends listening.
Loser.
That was hurtful.
I know. Oh, is that the box that used to be under here?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that.
So I'm definitely making this guy disappear from my picture. If you guys didn't notice, I was, or didn't know, I am, there's a picture of me and my girlfriend, and there's a random dude in the background.
Oh, and you see this.
So I've been spending our whole show removing him from the picture.
Where? Oh, is it the guy on the phone?
No.
Which picture?
The one with the random dude on the fence.
On the fence? Oh, with the Marhawk and the creepy eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks retarded.
Yeah, and he's halfway gone, so. Hey. Are you watching my screen?
No, can I?
No.
What the hell? Does VNC work on here now?
It should. Unless I turned it off.
Retard.
Did it work?
No. I thought you would turn it off.
I don't think you know the password anyways.
There is no password. Is it click-2?
Yeah.
Is the server?
Yep.
I click OK. And it says enable connection refused.
Yeah, because I denied your connection.
Oh, you're a retard. Are you constantly doing it, or?
No. Oh. I just shut the server down.
Oh. Can I see?
No, once it's done. Crying doesn't work on me.
What?
Crying doesn't work on me.
Well, aren't you helpful? Well, I hate you.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you love
good
me.
Point. I know.
Oh, Photoshop, I love you.
Okay, then.
We have 2,000 listeners. Isn't that crazy?
2,000 now.
What?
2,000 now.
2,000, yeah.
Wow.
It's like 2,163, I think is the right number.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Twilight at Chick-fil-A Loveland.
Excuse me. So we should change this to Twilight in the Aussie.
In the evenings. There you go. We could be like all epic. Get the
epic.
Get the Onion soundtrack up and.
Yes.
There you go.
Ah, stupid Mexican kid. What?
You thought I was racist?
Yeah. Well, there's just. Never mind.
What? I pulled the cord.
No, now we sound epic. With our background music.
We need the other one.
Yeah, but it's not working for some reason.
The serious one?
Oh.
This is pretty epic. I remember good times with this song.
This song?
Yeah.
Wait, I might have be able to fix it.
Oh wait, does the glow-in-the-dark lamp work again?
Glow-in-the-dark lamp?
Yeah, the one up there. It's sitting
the black
show.
Light?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There we go.
Now we're kicking it like we used to.
Right, we're about to leave.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, this chair is more uncomfortable than I remember. Just throwing that out there. Mind you, I have been sitting in there for what? It's gonna be like 5 hours now.
Yeah.
We have no lives.
What?
Well, I don't. You probably do. I'm working on it.
I do have a life.
Yeah.
Kind of. I haven't lately. Well,
have more than I have, actually, at least.
My life has been Click and my girlfriend, so.
Yeah, that counts as a life. If you mention the word girl, then it's, yeah, it's pretty much a life.
Don't we sound epic with this music, people?
Hell yeah.
You could YouTube the other song if you want.
Well, that's where we got it.
True. It's not working in Sam anymore.
What's it called?
Sirius by the Alan Parsons Project.
Got it. Love this fast internet. Awesome.
You got some more background music for us, Callum?
Sure, Jordan.
Yes, sounds so epic. Definitely, I get more in the mood for a radio show when it's dark and only blue lighting in here.
There you go. Absolutely sure.
We could do this one as a background song, too.
There we go.
If it ever actually starts.
There you go.
This would be like right at the beginning of our show.
Lightness, yeah. Alright, we're doing that next week then.
Alright. So you should pull up Sirius again.
It's still pulled up, there I think.
Alright, so it's Tuesday night. It's 9:30-ish.
7. And
what is a civil union?
Why?
Because there's this girl I know that lives in Kansas, and apparently she's in a civil union.
That means you're
that like
with somebody else of the same gender.
Oh, okay.
Except it's legalized somehow.
Oh, okay. It's not legal in Kansas.
Yeah. So that must have went to California or something.
No, I think she's not actually.
Yeah, I'm going to Google civil union, because I used to be in once. Not officially. Remember with my running mate for Stuco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, wait, no. Callum. Is there something I don't know?
Am I cheating on you? Civil union is a legally recognized union similar to marriage.
I almost just changed my relationship status to in a civil union, but then I realized I'm minority says in a relationship.
Yeah.
And so that would screw it all up.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't.
It would screw up the cycle.
Yeah, it'd screw up the cycle. You just got to go with the flow, man.
So it is performed in Connecticut, District of Columbia, Iowa, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and whatever the heck that is.
Whatever the heck that is?
Coquille tribe? I'm not sure what it is. Coquille. Oh, it's the United States Bureau of Indian Affairs, recognized Native American. I don't care. All right, and then what's a domestic partnership?
It's like the same thing.
Or is that just being in a relationship with another person? Yeah. Is a legal or personal relationship between two individuals who live together and share the same common domestic life, but are neither joined by marriage nor a civil union.
What the fuck?
So it's basically just a...
Excuse my language.
It's like a really involved relationship.
I guess so.
Like engagement without the engagement part.
So like roommates.
So it says in some jurisdictions, a domestic partnership is almost equivalent to a marriage or to other legally recognized same-sex or different-sex unions. Such as Australia, New Zealand, American states of Oregon, Washington, Nevada,
Australia,
California. Child Protective Services. I don't know why that was on the same page, but it was. Child Protective Services. Child abduction. I love Wikipedia because you can just click around on all these links.
Have you ever had a Wikipedia race?
No.
Okay. Let's do... Go to Wikipedia.
Like Wikipedia.com?
Yeah. Go to the English one.
No, really?
No, do Spanish.
Okay.
Go to the grapes page.
The grapes?
Yeah. Just grapes.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So the race is... Let's see. You got to get to George Washington just by clicking links.
Gotcha.
Ready, set, go. So, so I got to North America. For now, whoever can get to George Washington first by clicking links only.
Click. Damn it. I did North Africa.
I did not. You can't go back. But I'll let you that time.
Thank you.
Native American, no. No, we're not Native American. History.
Haha.
Geography of a New World.
There you go. And then... Oh,
going to Panama Canal.
Going to the capital.
Panama Canal. Ah, I can't...
George Washington, got it.
Oh, I just got it too. No, I got George Washington Gothals.
Ha ha ha.
See, we didn't do it too unrelated, but you could do, like, poster and gonorrhea.
Let's do it.
All right, poster. And you gotta get to...
What the hell?
What should we try to get to?
Graphic.
Graphic?
No. To gonorrhea.
Oh, we're doing gonorrhea?
No, let's do something else.
Yeah, that's too weird.
From poster to... Microphone.
No.
No.
Pastrami.
Pastrami. Okay. this is going to be interesting.
Paper. I'm at paper. I'm at packaging. Packaging, packaging, packaging. You guys should go home and try this.
Yes, it's fun.
Well, you probably are at home.
They're probably trying to race us right now.
Yeah. You should call in and we'll have a little race.
Pastrami.
I'm at food now.
How'd you get to food?
Hunting and gathering. You typed.
I'm allowed to do control F.
What?
Control.
No.
Oh.
You have to find the blue links.
Oh, okay. It went to the wrong place. Anyway, so...
Alright, so I'm still at Hunter-Gatherer. Now I'm gonna go to Modern Humans.
Foodborne Illness. Damn, Connor Reno's listed.
Really?
No, it's not. But I could have gotten it from here.
Forehead, that's not going to take me there.
Contaminated food?
Contaminated food. Okay, yeast. I'm going to go to eyebrow.
Shelf life.
Mammals.
Food. Okay, so I'm back to food again.
Teeth?
Animals.
Teeth.
Meat.
Carnivores.
Come on.
We're getting there.
Animal flesh.
Meaning meat eater.
What's pastrami?
Pastrami? It's a type of meat.
Well, yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, well, that sucks.
We say it comes from the pastrami animal.
Okay.
Carnivore.
Types. Does it have types?
Mammals.
Beef hormone, bush meat, culinary name, food production, food science. List of meat animals. Meat free day, meat on the bone.
Oh, crap.
Red meat. Sure, I'll go to red meat.
I'm at carnivore, but there's no diet. Yeah, we're going to go diet.
Hey, I have click for diet here.
Proteins.
Cancer. Red meat. I need types. Doesn't have types of red meat.
Protein. Let's see. Where are you at right now?
Mechanically separated meat.
Mechanically separated meat.
Or
okay.
mechanically recovered or mechanically deboned. Meat slurry.
We're gonna have some background music too.
Oh yeah.
Chicken nuggets. Oh man, I think he's beating me at the moment.
Let me turn that down a little. Yeah. Chicken fingers. Oh, there's a whole list. No, it's diseases.
That ain't it.
Well, it's not out of chicken, which. Oh.
Protein. Here we nutrient. Go.
Chicken. So I'm at the main thing.
Man, this one's hard. And that's not what she said.
Maybe it was something other than pastrami, something that I know what it's made of.
No, we already decided.
Like bologna? I don't even know what bologna's made out of.
Yeah, me either.
Chickweed.
Food allergies.
Common name.
High protein diet.
Scaly leg.
What?
I don't know. Alright, looks like I'm going back to meat again.
High protein foods. None of them have links. Dang. Human nutrition.
Alright, back at meat. No, that's not what I clicked on. I clicked on that. No! Alright, so I'm back at food again.
Water.
Animals. Meat.
Okay, wait, where are you at right now?
Meat.
Meat? The page meat?
Yeah.
Why can't I find that?
Animal flesh.
Mental agility? I don't think that's gonna be it.
No.
How about the French paradox?
Probably not. That's what my guess is. Environmental impact?
Fat.
I need types.
Seagulls. Food processing.
Oh, here we go. Bushmeat, fruit production.
Let's see.
Roadkill cuisine?
Roadkill cuisine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go for red meat. It's a red meat, right?
Modest. What? Meat packing plant. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to click it. I wish I knew what animal it came from.
Yeah. I really hope it's beef
right now.
I
think it is beef.
Beef hormone controversy.
I'm going to go with cattle. Cow.
What are we searching for again?
Beef. Pastrami.
Pastrami.
I found
can
corned
we Google,
beef.
Can we Google pastrami to figure out what's in it?
No.
You're retarded.
Me?
No.
No, retarded.
Wikipedia.
Oh.
Category of meat. Oh. Oh. What's it called?
Pastrami.
Alright, so I'm at a subcategory. Pastrami.
That was T-Pain and Chris Brown. Best love song. Yeah.
Don't ask me.
Sounds like lots of auto-tune. I was going to tell you something, and I was debating whether or not I could say it on the air, and I decided I can.
That's probably always the best choice.
Probably. Because we have 4,000 listeners, and I don't know who's listening, so... Dead air.
Yeah, I know.
So anyways, next week we're going to have... well, if we're here... Are we going to be here next week?
I
don't
know.
We're
free.
What?
Let me have a look at a handy-dandy...
Although I haven't checked my work schedule.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I typically work Tuesdays.
Next week... Tuesday, probably not.
Not free?
Oh, wait, no, we are. The uniform is going to be back from the dry cleaners from 4:06. I think it's the plan. So, yeah, we're good.
Okay, so we might be here next week. I just dropped a cock.
Just dropped a what?
A cock for a caulking gun. Like, okay. When you're caulking a bathroom.
I was just like, what the hell?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Removable weather strip caulk. Comes out crystal clear. Temporarily seals out drafts. It saves energy. It has a weatherproof seal. You can do it indoor and outdoors. And the best part is it has a vanilla scent. Oh man. It's mainly used for air conditioners, vents, windows, doors. Hey, it's got a nickname. It's called Seal and Peel. I think the vanilla scent's the best part because I can definitely smell it in here.
No, I can't smell shit, so. Literally.
I can't either, but we put your nose near that.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Right? It does have a vanilla scent. Oh, man. Okay. Where were we? I completely just blinked. Oh, we're on air. Okay. Okay, my blinking was that bad. Anyway, there is definitely like 20 people outside, or at least there was a second ago.
That was a what?
There's definitely like 20 people out there.
Oh, shit.
Which we can actually check the camera.
Ah, we shall.
There's a little camera.
Does it work on Chrome?
No, it doesn't.
Yep.
It does?
No.
Oh, okay. Yep, it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I am. Did you hear about the Arizona wildfire?
Which one?
The second largest blaze in state history.
Well, they're always on fire. It's like California.
California's worth. Can you get it?
Can I?
Mine's not loading, no.
Yeah, mine's not. Mine says connecting. Nope.
Huh.
Maybe because we're both trying to do it at the same time. No. It was working on my Chrome. It brought up the site. It's just...
Wow, dead air. Okay. I was reading something on Facebook.
Yeah, I was reading a text because I'm working.
So,
changing work.
I'm going to go to yahoo.com and see what our local, the newest news is.
Oh, I had that up. Oh, shit, where'd it go? Oh, no, we're not supposed to say shit. We're supposed to say fuck, right? Gaddafi, we will not surrender. Fucking Gaddafi.
That's
Hitler's first call for jurist removal. Oh, I gotta see this. This is kind of cool. 1919 signed letter contains Hitler's first known stance on Jewish removal. A letter signed by Adolf Hitler, which contains what is believed to be the earliest written expression of his views on Jews and anti-Semitism, was unveiled at a press conference in New York. That's kind of cool. It's been in really good condition, too. In 1919, he wrote this. 22 years later, he implemented as Chancellor of the Third Reich. He removed Jews altogether. It's kind of cool that they found all that, but it's also kind of sad. But
apparently, there's this girl was texting in a theater, and now she has a YouTube video of her ranting or whatever. So I'm gonna listen to it. Let's see if I can.
Yeah, North Korea shoots missiles again.
Alright, so I'm going to read this. It gives a little preview. At the Alamo Drafthouse, we have a simple rule. If you talk or text during a movie, we kick you out. Sometimes that pisses the movie talker off. What follows is an actual voicemail a customer left us after being kicked out. Let's see if it actually works. Oh, you know what? It's not going to work in Chrome. Let me switch to Internet Explorer. YouTube. There we go. Alright. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go soon. If the YouTube video loads! See, I hate Internet Explorer. Okay, now it loads. Alright, here we go. So this is an actual voicemail. Someone left.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of because that's how I felt when I went to the Alamo Draft House. Okay? You know what? I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to text in your little crappy theater. It was too dark in that place for me to find my seat, alright? I was using my phone as a flashlight to get to my fucking seat. So excuse me for using my phone in USA, United States of America, where you are free to text in a theater. I was not aware that I couldn't text in your theater, alright? I've texted in all the other theaters in Austin, and no one ever gave a fuck about what me I was doing on my phone, alright? And it was on silent. It wasn't on loud. It wasn't bothering anybody. You guys, obviously, were being assholes to me, and I'm sure that's what you do, you know, to rip people off. You take my money, and then you throw me out. You know, I will never be coming back to your Alamo Draft House or whatever. I'd rather go to a regular theater where people are actually polite. And, you know, I'm going to tell everyone about how you are. And I'm pretty sure you guys are being assholes on purpose. So thanks for making me feel like a customer. Thanks for taking my money, asshole.
Dang.
The video said after that, thanks for not coming back to the Alamo Theater. Oh, okay. See, what was I going to say? Oh, speaking of like poor customer service, that actually wasn't poor customer service. But Taco Bell! I have a story to tell you.
Don't we all? Except for me. I don't have a story yet.
Last Thursday? Hold on. I'm going to take a drink before I tell this.
You do that.
Yep. I just downed my Mountain Dew. Okay. So it's like, you know, 12:30. I just dropped off my girlfriend, and I'm heading home. And I don't want to cook my dinner at 2 in the morning. Well, it was actually more like 12:30, 1 in the morning. But during the week, Taco Bell closes at 1 a.m. I show up there at 12:40. I pull up to the drive-thru. All the lights are on. There's even a fancy sign that says, drive-thru open. And I'm sitting there. Two cars pull in behind me. And I sit there for a good 15 minutes. Not a word. And so I get pissed off and I drive up to the window. The whole place is filled with smoke. And there's a girl just in there chilling, washing dishes. And I'm like, what? I want my food. And so I start honking the horn. And then I start banging on the window. And she just looks at me, you know, like she was like, I shouldn't have been there. And then went back to washing her dishes. And then I banged on the window some more. And she looked at me again and went back to her dishes. And then I drove away. I was very, very tempted to the next day to go up to a manager, go in there, buy no food, go up to a manager and be like, what time does it say on that door right there? Oh, yeah, it says 1 a.m. Well, maybe next time you should stay open till that time or change the number on the door. Don't you think, Callum? Anyway, that's my story for today.
You should do that.
I should.
So what are you doing 3 to 9 p.m. tomorrow?
3 to 9?
Yeah.
I have guitar at 4. And then I have youth group at 6:45.
Do you have the same youth group as Jesse and Bethany?
No.
Okay, because they just told me to switch with them. And because they're going to a youth group thing.
Oh. They don't go to the same youth group.
Okay. Maybe it's just a Wednesday thing.
Most youth groups meet on Wednesdays.
Learn new things every day, right?
Hold on. I'm gonna play a song real quick. What song should we play as an awesome song to maybe end on?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave after this.
Yeah. It's a good song.
We should play our epic song.
Which one?
The Crazy Train.
Crazy Train?
Yeah.
We already played it, though.
We didn't play the whole thing. And we didn't leave on it.
True. Okay, I'll play Crazy Train.
Okay.
And then we'll come on after it and say goodbye.
Oh, we will?
Yeah. Callum unplugged his... Alright, we're back, and we're going to say goodbye and figure out how to get out of this place, because there's like 30 people out there.
Oh my god, 30 people, we're going to die!
We just have to wait till the end of the song.
Actually, I think there's going to be less than 30, but...
I don't know. Yeah. More people than showed up for our members' meeting.
There's more people than there is in Click total, isn't there? Are you watching the pan?
What?
Are you watching the...
No. Oh. For some reason, it won't work on this computer.
Yeah. Well, we can probably see when he stops playing on here.
Yeah.
Stalker. Whoa, there's a hot chick in the front row. No. Now I feel like a real creeper. Actually, you can't really tell.
Ah! Okay.
I really... Alright, they just finished.
We might have to wait till after the next one.
Damn it.
Guitar.
Guitar boy.
Oh. Guitar boy. Guitar guy, guitar guy,
guitar guy.
Guitar guy, guitar guy. He does drugs and he shares them with me.
All right, guitar guy, go back and do your drugs now.
Oh, I have that on my...
You do?
Yes, I have the Ahmed soundboard. If it works.
What?
If it works. There we go.
Did you find it?
No, I'm looking.
Oh man, I didn't finish this. Crap. I gotta finish this before I leave.
Aww.
The picture of taking this guy out.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, he does drugs and he shares them with me! Holy crap! Good evening, infidel. I saw flying car parts. Can you hear me now? What, you don't let Jews in your bar? Bin Laden is coming to town? I kill you! I'm kidding. I would not kill the Jews. No. I would toss a penny between them and watch them fight to the death.
You racist bastard.
I did the same thing with two Catholic priests that I tossed in a small boy.
That was bad.
That was.
I remember watching that in Utah, and I forgot that Constant was Catholic. Just a tad bit awkward.
Master. You know what that's like, right?
Okay, I'm almost done with this thing, I think. I might have to do some touch-ups after.
We should probably go. Well, we can.
Well, I'm gonna... I want to finish this.
Well, I'm gonna get off the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Alright, well, we will post if we're gonna be on next week. And if not, we'll find out a time where we could come through. Yeah. So, have a good night. Callum, would you like to say anything?
Good night, people. See you next week. Listen to our funness.
Yeah.
We should get a guest.
A guest? A guest. We had a guest tonight on the phone.
Oh, yeah. But like a guest guest.
A guest guest? Like
you should have like a guest.
Like a famous person?
There you go.
Okay. Well, we'll try to do that next week. Thursday, you can listen to Nightlife. Friday is complete nonsense. Saturday, insert name here.
Complete nonsense is actually the name of the show, by the way. It's not the not us being mean.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Saturday is insert name here. And Synthetic Happiness. And Sunday is the Wacka Snackers, but I've never heard them actually on air.
Wasn't that the Neighborhood's on Fire and then they changed the
name? Yeah, I don't know. And then Pete and Repeat is that night. FML Talk is on next Monday. Other than that, we'll be on next Tuesday. Yeah. If you heard Taylor tonight, she's on Saturday from 4 to 7, insert name here. So, yeah. Callum, say goodbye. Although I think you already did.
Yeah. Bye, people.
But goodbye.
See you on the far side.
We'll see you all next week, and you should all be shuffling to this song. Monday to a shuffle, Tuesday a shuffle, every day a shuffle. And go watch this music video, because it's pretty great. Alright.